Mrs. Scobie, interviewed by Mr. Alf Seidel in 1973 for the History of the Peace Project.
Is that right when you came in? You said you came from Scotland and you came just to Edmonton. Is that what
I stayed in the prairies for 2 weeks, and then I come from there to Edmonton the last day of June.
What year?
That would be 22.
Mm-hmm.
Then I met my husband there. We got married by the Reverend Dr. McQueen. That was on a Friday. We stayed the weekend. Then we started out to Peace River. We landed there Monday, I think it was Monday or Tuesday. And in Spiritola, he had a unit, of course, he had been in here at Fala, and he had things fixed up a little bit. And he came out, and he had his team and a wagon. Oh, of course, we got in the stores there and groceries. Then we started to come in from that day. It was on the Tuesday, I think. And we come in by team in the wagon to Raw. That would be, we'd have, I think it's 2 days, 3 days. We landed the bar. The homestead.
What was there at Rolla at this time?
Well, it was really the biggest town. See, there's not very, very little here. One or two little Indians. And Puss Coopy, I think they had just the government building. Yeah. An English government. But Lawler had the two hotels. And the school. And the store. I think it was Mr. Rasmus and them within the store.
Did you choose Rolla for any particular reason?
Well, I think that was where my husband came and homestead and plowed. Mm-hmm.
How much land did you have to start with?
A quarter, that'd be 150 acres.
And how much?
And then he farmed his brother's quarter also, east of us. And he didn't, I forget now, when he started getting some of the land.
Was most of the land cleared or was it?
Only home. Doesn't? No.
None of it.
Well, he had enough to prove up before he could get it back.
How was the land cleared? How did he clear it?
Just by him. These were the days long ago.
Right. When you say you cleared them by hand with an axe, about how long would it take you to clear, say, an acre or something like this?
Of course, he had the limit. It must have been, I think it was 70 or 50 acres they had to clear before they got the patent, see, for the hunt. Well, that was on each quarter of the long side of them. Then he started cut some more bumps north of the house, you see. Oh, I don't know. Because after we were in, a couple of years or so, we just had to get up and home. If we could get a young fella, he would come and cut such things. And then as soon as we got caught, they had to haul it to the spitter. Obviously, they tried my.
How did they haul it then?
If everything went like 5.5 to 6 days. And you had to have a good team at that.
Was it sort of a trail from Ross to Spear River? Sort of direct along the
road? No, they had to go down, east of town. Must have been 7 miles. Then they went down a big steep bank down into the river. And you see, they had to wait till that was full. And they crossed with a stopping point at this side. They crossed over and went off the other side. And they always went like two parties, or three. And they had to put a team on the other side, four horses, to pull up the sleigh.
Do you remember any incidents that happened? You know, either tragic or such that you don't think would happen today in the same under the same circumstances?
No, I can't. There's only one that I think of that I have a husband to talk about. There was, this was in the spring then, and the ice was beginning to go. And one team went across, and he made it, and there was another team coming when they sent somebody in horseback. And he was coming straight across to the other stopping house, and a big clump of ice came down, set the horse's feet. Horse went one way, and he went that, you know? And of course, the one that's on this side, they seen what happened. They run down because he'd always winter clothes on. And they called the horse, and the horse, they got him out. And finally they got the young fellow out too. Otherwise, it was having been quite a bounce that time. It was traveling. Well, I don't know for the horse, but the young fellow would have been gone.
I imagine that was always risky business. Because he didn't necessarily know how thick the ice was and whatnot, and crossing a river with the horses on ice is almost as bad as a piece crossing on the plate as the players crossing the ice.
Yeah. That was the only one I can remember that may have been some.
Did your husband and yourself build your own house and whatnot out of love?
Oh, yeah, like the first time to be back. And then quite a few years after that, we built a longer home. But the one that's on the homestead, my son, he had a lot of people to build a new home, to visit, water to visit.
What do you recall about the railroad, the fact that Rolla was once a big town, and now Dawson Creek is and all is gone?
Well, I think that was during the war, you see. When I came in, then the railway just come to Spiritwood, Grand Prairie.
Mm-hmm.
And then from Grand Prairie to Height, it was there for a year or two. Then from Height up to Boston. Of course, during the war, we had to have somebody and bring in the men, you know, soldiers and medicine and one thing and another and the training. And I think that's really why Dawson Creek grew in.
Rolla doesn't have any rail outlet now. Why, you know, granted because of the soldiers and and the war and whatnot, don't you think that the rail should have maybe gone to Rolla and leave Rolla as the main center?
Well, once upon a time, that was before, I think that was before, it started from Grand Prairie to Height. They intended, they had the railway, the rail to come from Spirit River Maybe you don't know, so that's Saskatoon Creek, you know, they come down. Well, that was where the town was going to be in the early days. And the line was laid so far out from Spirit River to there, out across the river, down by Bladens, I don't know. But there must have been going to be a railway bridge there. And whatever happened, I can't remember. I thought it had been a discussion somewhere. And when the line was lifted, they just proceeded to come from there. So I don't know. But some even think, the old timers yet, even think that would be more central. I don't know, I'm sorry.
Spirit River was a big town. In fact, it's the geographic central of the Peace River. It was really big when the railway came there. Do you know what sort of happened to it? Why it has sort of died?
I don't know. You know, we've had no connection to...
Do you remember the explosion that took place in 1943? When the dynamite went off?
Some things I can remember, and other things, you know, I'll be 85 in July.
That's a long time. Mm-hmm. And you say that's 51 years or something?
Mm-hmm.
Why did you come over in the first place? Why had you heard about the peace thinking?
Well, my husband was out here 10 years before I come in, and he come home. And we didn't know him just so well, but his two brothers lived between his blacksmiths and our little village home.
Do you have anything, do you feel that you regret the way your life was due to the hardships and the pioneer days and whatnot?
No. We just had a little shack to start with, but I don't know. Of course, in these days, the things weren't, to my idea, weren't so expensive. And you hadn't the show to put on like what they have to do now.
Do you think that the children today are rather fortunate, living the way they are?
They are, but I don't think they're accepted.
Because
you don't think they appreciate it? Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think the children then, they were most content, you know, with what they're feeling. They didn't growl about this, that, and the next thing. But they had to work there in the early days, you know. More so to my idea than what they didn't have the money. See, that going at 85 miles, well, they didn't have like nice coats, these fur-lined coats and things like that, like what they have now. And they had to get out and walk, of course.
Where did you get your clothes?
Eden, I think it was Eden, I think.
Most people in the area
Yeah,
they
sent out. Mm-hmm. Got a catalog and they sent out.
How expensive were clothes?
Well, it wasn't near so expensive as they are now. Of course, we got lots of things sent from the whole country. Especially all the kiddies club.
Well, I think that's something anyway. Some of that.
Monster.
Yeah, you can just say anything and everything you want and come up with a real juicy one if you can think of it.
Well, we came in here at Lakeville, 1932, and we stayed there and worked for a bachelor for about 2 years, and then we got a homestead at Sunrise Valley. We moved out there with an old team and a hay rack, and we lived in the house, no floor in, just on dirt floor, dirt ground for a while. And the kids had walked 3 miles to school, so we got another notion. We got a chance to move to another homestead where the school was right on our homestead, right on the homestead. So we moved there, and the kids just could go home for dinner. And we didn't have no roads hardly at all, no cars or nothing. So me and my husband walked up town several times. I walked up town 25 miles back and forth.
Walk.
And we took a couple of cows to market, walking, leaving them behind. Yeah.
When you say town, you're talking about
Dawson Creek. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we came to Dawson Creek with the cows, let them one day, went back the next to foot. When I had to come in to see the doctor, I'd catch a ride with a team, a sleigh, come in and go back.
Were you a patient in the hospital, the old hospital in Austin City?
Yes. I had one of my boys born there, Bill.
Yeah, do you want to tell us a little what it was like in the hospital? We've heard about people who built the hospital and whatnot. What was it like to be a patient?
Well, they were good to you. The doctor we had, he was drinking, but I just caught him when he wasn't drinking. The next morning he came in to see me, he was tight as all get out. He couldn't walk straight. But it was good. They treated us good. It was a good hospital. Then they moved that old hospital and moved it down here. And there, they treated us good there. Crazy people there. But it was good.
Do you remember anything about some of the nurses who were around in the beginnings of the Peace of the Health Unit?
No, I sure don't. I wish I could, but I sure don't remember.
How about the teacher? Remember who some of the teachers were?
Oh, yes, we had Helen Dolan for our teacher. And we had Kay Elridge for our teacher. And we had, what's her name? Mrs. Magazine, she was our teacher. I don't know the rest. I can't remember the rest. They were old timers. They were teachers. They were there. Don't teach no more.
What did you people do for excitement? For kids, as the younger people say.
Well, we'd all go out. If there was a dance, we'd have dances from one house to the other house. We had a record player, and we'd dance, and we'd pack up our kids, wrap them up, and away we went with our sleighing team. About every week we'd get together and have dances at each other's houses. That's the way we passed away our winter. Then we had card games.
But how far would some of the people have to travel come to the dance?
Oh, some of them had to travel 3 or 4 miles. But we enjoyed it. We had lots of fun. I think more fun than they do now.
Yeah, could be. Do you remember any of the interesting events that you experienced, anything that stands out in the past?
Well, I don't know. I don't think so.
Sort of led a peaceful country life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was janitor there at our school too for about 5 or 6 years. But it was just in the bush.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead. Yeah. I forgot to tell
you that
Miss
Kruger
is
Miss Moldau.
The two
harsh
nasties that I remember in
this group of hospitals. Oh, yeah. I've heard a little about them. Yeah.
Do
you know much about them as such?
No, they're all dead, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Now, she did.
some of the problems that you had to deal with? You know, what were, like, nowadays, if we forget to plug the car in at night, it's about 30 below, we're sort of screwed in the morning. That's, you know, one of the things of the modern world. What problems would you people have, you know, to worry about as such?
Well, we didn't have no cars then.
No, right. Just, you know, anything.
Just a team of horses, and we just put them in the barn. We had a good barn. We never had any car. Well, we just had a team of horses and sleighs, but that's, they never had no cars in those days, and there wasn't hardly any roads. That was 25 miles we had to walk to town and lead those cows.
Where did you get the water for the stock? Were you, you know, I imagine some people were fortunate enough to be near water and all they did was to chop open the ice.
Yeah, well, but there was always a creek there where we lived. And then they had built dams for water.
Mm-hmm.
In the winter time, in the spring, they'd go to the river and put up ice, putting the ice up. Everything up, it just all was away that night, and never saved anything, just what we had on.
What happened? How did the fire start? You know?
Don't know. We just don't know how it started. My son was, I had a son who lived up here in town, and we came into town, me and my husband, and they wanted to stay all night. So they said, well, you just as well stay all night, because I've got nothing to go out there for. Well, I had another son, but he was working out, and we didn't know he was going to go home. But he went out there to a dance, and he thought, well, he'd go home and get him some clothes, clean clothes. And he stayed all night, but he said he shut the heater off, clear off. Till just about 4 o'clock, about 7 o'clock, he happened to wake up and started to smell smoke. Well, he had to just let it go because he'd have to climb up on top of the house, and he couldn't because he'd by himself all the time. He'd get down and get another pail as the fire got worse, so he just had to... He saved the radio, my radio and my picture album. That's all he did save.
I guess in those days when something burnt, there wasn't much you could do about it.
Oh, no,
it
wasn't.
The neighbors were too far away to come in time. So.
That's it. The fire, we couldn't get no fire engine to come that far, and so we just had to let it go.
Were there quite a few fires?
Oh, yes. Quite a few had fires out there.
That was sort of leaving them at a loss, say, without a barn, say, for the winter?
Yep, that's sure. Russ, right.
What would they do? Board the cattle in someone else's barn?
Yeah. And we had a Mitch Force my little boy got shot when he was about 7 years old. Just went right to him. I was up doing the janitor job and the kid come running up and said, Mom, come on, my boy, the little boy just got shot. My dad and his son was away getting grain that morning. So I went down, well, we had a telephone then, and I telephoned and told this guy to come up and take me to the hospital right quick, because I said, the little boy's got shot. And we took him, and he was just like 4 inches hitting his heart. He wouldn't know what struck him. It was just a clean shot.
An accident?
It was just a kid just took down the rifle and said, oh, I'm going to shoot you, and it was supposed to be loaded. He didn't know it was loaded, and he shot, and he was standing right in front of him, and he shot. That was my youngest son.
But he made it.
Yeah, he made it, yeah.
Yeah.
He was.
Old Doc Sawbones just got in there tonight and took
sure did, yeah. And then another time, the kid was out playing, and I thought this well was dry, or was covered, and there wasn't, and the other kid was up on the building, and they seen this little boy, and he fell in the well, and he hollered, Mom, Mom, come quick. And boy, I come and I seen him. You know, I just grabbed him. They say only the third time, if he catches him the third time, the fourth time he wouldn't come up. But I just happened to catch him the third time and got him out of there and saved him.
Yeah. And I imagine in those days there were quite a few things the kids could get into.
Oh, yeah, sure. So I think that's about all I know.
Well, that's something.